Lev Grossman is a novelist with a successful literary career, so he sees this commentary as a bit of a risk to his reputation, but it's a risk he's willing to take.
As somebody who makes his living as a full-time book critic, part-time novelist, and general all-purpose literary guy, I'm well aware that I may be committing career suicide when I admit that I play video games. But I do, and I think it's high time that I outed myself as a gamer, and I'll tell you why. It's easy to lose sight of the fact that every video game, however vulgar and simplistic it may be, tells a story. Video games first reared their ugly heads around 30 years ago, and in those early days, the stories they told were pretty unsophisticated. Little yellow guy eats dots, runs away from pastel-colored ghosts. But since then, games have matured. Like some sinister science fiction monster, they've evolved with amazing rapidity and become almost disconcertingly sophisticated. Borrowing from their just slightly older siblings, movies and TV, video games have learned how to tell stories about revenge, and history, and love, about right and wrong, and all that messy stuff in between. Take Max Payne, the hero of a twisty noir shoot-'em-up of the same name. Between gun battles, Max says stuff like, "The past is a puzzle like a broken mirror. As you piece it together, you cut yourself." Wouldn't Raymond Chandler have agreed? As a novelist, I envy the complexity of the stories that games tell. They branch and weave and fork, depending on the choices that you, the player, make. Borges would have gotten a kick out of Grand Theft Auto 3, a game about gangsters set in 1980s Miami. It ends in different ways, depending on how you play it. There's no fourth wall in a video game. The player is listener and storyteller at the same time. And there's a historical precedent for the evolution of the video game. When secular tales about knights and ladies and King Arthur and all that first started getting popular in Europe in the 13th and 14th centuries, they were regarded with suspicion. People thought they were bizarre and seductive and satanic and altogether sinful. Until Chaucer arrived, that is, and showed us what those stories were really for. They help us explain ourselves to ourselves, using fiction to get at the truth. We look at video games with much the same jaundiced eye today, but games have come as far in their first 30 years as the novel did in its first 200. Maybe we just need to wait for the Chaucer of the video game to arrive. For all we know, he's already here.
Lev Grossman's novel is titled Codex. He's the literary critic for Time magazine.